Good morning to you all. This is Brother Wilmer Kaufman again here this morning with the Morning Devotional. I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ here this morning. My telephone number is 484-919-8850. I'd like to read a bit of scripture here this morning. This was in the winter time, and Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch there in the temple. And then came the Jews around about him and said unto him, How long dost thou make us doubt? If thou be Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The words that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Here, in this scripture here, Jesus spoke very plainly to the Jews there around him, the Jews that wanted him to speak plainly to them. In many ways, we are just like the Jews. We want the Father, our Father in heaven, to make things plainer to us, to speak clearer to us, to show us in a clearer way. And yet, there are so many things around us that are so clear. If everything in our lives are the way they should be, in our lives, the things of God, His ways, and what He has for us in life become so clear. However, the things that stand in the way of seeing the Father clearly, such as fear, unbelief, and sin, it seems when we deal with the fear and unbelief and we bring our sins to the cross to have them covered in the blood, to accept His salvation, we also confess our sins to the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and to man, these things begin to clear up in such a way that we hear His voice. We understand His word. Things start to clear up. And here it says, but ye believe not. Jesus had been told them, had been telling them plainly. He said, here, I told you, and you believed not. The works I do In my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not. They were walking in unbelief. It doesn't really say why they were walking in unbelief. But usually when someone is walking in unbelief, they are also walking in fear. In another place, it says that the Jews did believe on him, but they were afraid to show it because if they would have acknowledged him, they would have been put out of the synagogue. They would have been rejected for believing him. So I do have reasons to believe that they were afraid to believe him. Deep within themselves, they did believe him, but because of what the others around them would have thought of them, they were afraid to show it. He said here, but ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Back in those times, shepherds, and I guess they still do, shepherds take sheep out, and they watch the sheep all day long. Now, the way I understand, the life of a shepherd can be a very lonely life. Out there watching the sheep all alone, all day, day after day, week after week, month after month. And that is their job, out there in the hills with the sheep all alone. The way I understand, people like David and Moses and some of those people that were sheep herders and out there all alone, it was so lonely. There were times that they almost lost their mind with the loneliness out there. And they, in their loneliness, they found the Father and they began speaking to the Father. They spoke to him and they soon got to know him and got to know his voice. On the other hand, they also spoke to their sheep. They spoke a lot to their sheep, and their sheep got to know their voice. And, you know, they're out there in the hills and stuff. Water was not as plentiful as some of us, especially here in Lancaster, and maybe saying a lot of the parts here in the United States. There's creeks and there's plenty of water. There they had dug wells here and there and to take their sheep to drink water maybe once a day, twice a day. I'm not sure how many times they had to go to water holes or wells to have their sheep drink water to get their water. And because there weren't wells all over the place, a lot of times one sheep brought his sheep there only to find that other sheep herders were there with their sheep as well. So all these sheep would mingle together to drink their water. But when it was time to go, the shepherd would start talking to his sheep. And from what I'm told, this was an amazing sight because here his sheep have been mingling with all the other sheep, drinking water and mingling around there amongst themselves. And when the shepherd started speaking and had a way of speaking to his sheep, he would start backing away from the water hole or the well, and his sheep would separate themselves from the other sheep and would start following him. Find that very interesting. But this little story here, this little clip of scripture, has a lot of meaning to it. It says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Now, the verse before it says, "But ye believe not, because ye were not of my sheep, as I said unto you." Here he's calling people sheep, but he's making a point here. They didn't know him, and he didn't know them. They didn't have a communication. Now, his disciples, on the other hand, were there day by day. They spoke a lot together. They got to know each other, and they knew Jesus' voice. They knew Jesus. And in following him that way, they received eternal, everlasting life. Now, some may believe that when they die, they will then receive eternal life or everlasting life. Or we could even say resurrected life in their souls. And but the question that I have with that is, if we do not experience and receive eternal life while we're living here, if we do not receive life before we die, is there any chance for us to receive life after we die? It says here, "And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." For those that learn to know Jesus, they spend time with Jesus, they talk to Jesus, they walk with Jesus, and they get to know his voice. They get to know his presence. A person like that will never perish, even though his body may die someday. It's just a an advancement, because he knew, this person knows the Father, he knows the Lord Jesus Christ, he communes with them and he speaks with them, and he follows them. He follows him. They are born of him, they are one spirit with him, and they start exercising in him that is already in within them. Our Father has chosen to no longer live in temples made by hand, but he has chosen to live within us. My Father, the Father, and Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost are one. It says here a couple verses down, "I and my Father are one. The Father has chosen to live within us." Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and life." When we receive him, when we agree with him, and we receive the Father, Jesus Christ, the forgiveness of sin, the washing away of our sin by faith, we receive him. When we receive Jesus Christ, the Son, the gift that he gave us, we receive the Father. And when we receive that, when we receive the Lord Jesus Christ, we receive life. We receive truth. We receive the author and the source of truth and life. And the way is given to us. The way is already within us. It says here, and they shall never perish. Here, speaking about the never perish, they shall never perish. I'm sure there's more than one meaning that could be taken out of that short clip there. But it goes on to say, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. You know, there's many things that can be stolen from us in this life. Our wallet can be stolen. Our clothes can be stolen. And the list goes on and on and on. But, you know, there is one thing that can never be stolen. It can never be beaten out of us. And that is that very thing. His spirit with our spirit can never be taken away. You know, we can be persecuted. We can be beaten. And we can even be killed. But there's no way that someone can take the Lord Jesus Christ out of us. No one. And this has been proven over and over and over. Isn't it wonderful how the Lord, our Father, has come up with the plan of salvation to redeem us and to give us a gift, whether we are poor, whether we are rich. He has given us something that no man, nor the devils, and all his spirits, no one can take it from us. This gift is stronger than any one, any spirit, and anything. It's an amazing gift. Goes on to say, my Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. This is some amazing scriptures. This is an assurance that we can have as his children. As we choose, as being created a creature of choice, as we choose to be with our Father, with the Lord Jesus Christ. No one can take this away. He's made us a creature of choice. And when and if we choose him and we continue in him, this is something that cannot be taken away from us. It's an amazing gift, an amazing love. Today, let us abide in him, speak with him, hear him, walk with him. He is the life, the truth, and the way. No one, nothing can separate us from him.